The current investment landscape is undeniably challenging. Wrought with uncertainty and faced with high correlations between stocks and bonds moving in the wrong direction. Traditional distinctions, like those between defensive and cyclical sectors, are blurred. For instance, we now see big tech companies acting as safe havens, whereas utilities, typically resilient during economic downturns, are disappointing. These shifts make diversification decisions more intricate. Thus, it's time for a return to fundamental investing, focusing on long-term gains, valuing income through dividends and high interest rates, and recognizing that economic conditions and market returns may not always align. Today, we look at ways to manage the volatility. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as we discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 30th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Let's start with a foundational principle. Being an investor does not mean being a trader. As the saying goes, investing should be akin to watching paint dry. It emphasizes the essence of a long-term approach. While trading often targets short-term market fluctuations, investing demands patience. This patience is easier to achieve by understanding the market environment. For instance, when you hear worrying news, ask yourself, how does this event change consumers' demand for hamburgers or cell phones or cars? Often, the answer is that it doesn't, reinforcing the idea that sentiment-driven market volatility is more likely to rebound over the near term. It may often lead to an opportunity. Historical trends validate this view. The S&P 500 index fell into correction territory last week. For a refresher, a correction is a drop in the market from its recent high by more than 10%, but less than 20%. This has happened 18 times prior since World War II. The average correction looks like this. It lasts 93 trading days, with the market falling approximately 14%, and sees a recovery from the low within 90 days. From bottom 1 year out, the average return tends to be 25%. Income is another crucial aspect that should not be overshadowed by the pursuit of price gains. In sideways moving markets, dividend-paying stocks can offer stability. For perspective, during high-return decades like the 80s and 90s and even the 2010s, dividends constituted between 17 and 28% of total returns for the S&P 500. In the more turbulent 70s, dividends accounted for a staggering 73% of the total return. Moreover, in regions like Canada, dividend yields tend to surpass those of U.S. stocks. And in periods of high interest rates, fixed income assets like bonds look attractive. This isn't to imply that we should solely adopt a conservative stance. Currently, we would highlight potential economic risk in Canada, Europe, and parts of Asia, yet weakening economic data doesn't always signal poor market returns. Take the ISM Manufacturing Index as an example. It is a gauge of manufacturing activity in the United States. Now, we might assume that robust manufacturing data is an indication of a strong economy and it would predict positive market outcomes. However, history suggests this is the opposite. Over the past 70 years, an extremely strong manufacturing environment has actually led to weaker S&P 500 returns in the following year, while an extremely weak environment leads to stronger returns. It's a case of it can't get any worse, therefore it can only get better. Investors tend to buy market strength and sell after the weakness. It's a natural response, but one the successful investor needs to fight. Given the current market's confusion between defensive and cyclical sectors, corrections, and high interest rates, success requires a strategic blend of asset classes, geographies, themes, and even income sources. But a word of caution, if you're on the hunt for thrills, your investment portfolio might not be the place to find it. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it.
This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.